Okay, we will call to order the April 4th meeting of the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll call, please.
Miller.
Aye.
McGill.
Here.
Fielmeyer. Scarlett, absent.
Okay, we've got an agenda, and I believe, Victoria, you have access to the materials there, right?
I do.
Okay. Do we have any changes from the tentative agenda that people would like? If not, all in favor of the agenda, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, we've got draft minutes that were submitted. Those are minutes from the December 7th meeting. Do we have any changes or alterations of those minutes? Okay, hearing none, then those minutes will stand recorded as they were distributed. I think we can step you through the process as we get through in terms of the hearing process. But basically, the planning staff is going to present their report. We'll ask for public comment. The applicant will be able to turn around and respond. We have no one from the public. We will then close the session in order to deliberate and come up with an answer. So in an abbreviated form, that's essentially how that works. We don't have any public, then let's move on to new business. And we've got this evening VAR 0112, which is the Brash variance request. Staff?
Good evening. So this is the Brashy variance request, property owner being Michael and Lisa Brashy. The property location is located in Section 12 of Richland Township. It's on 680th Avenue, about half mile north of 180th Street. Size of the parcel is approximately 13 acres, zoning A1 agricultural, and the current land use is it's currently vacant agricultural land. Looking at the surrounding property owner map here, you can see the property outline kind of in the hash marks there with all the surrounding property owners. Again, 180th Street down here on the south side, 680th Avenue running north and south. The requested action this evening is for a variance of the 35-acre minimum acreage requirement for the placement of a single-family dwelling in the A1 zoning district. You can see right here, this is taken right off the table in our ordinance for single-family dwellings. If it does not meet the lease exception, they are required to be on 35 acres of land. Going through some of the findings of facts that were included in your staff report, this property is zoned A1 agricultural and has been since the inception of zoning in Story County, which was on September 2nd of 1958. At that time, the A1 district did require a minimum of 1 acre to be buildable for a single-family residence. Then, with a ordinance change in 1977, that minimum acreage requirement was changed from the 1 acre to the 35 acres. This parcel, the subject parcel that we're looking at this evening, was created by a plat of survey that was recorded on July 10th of 1991. And shows the current acreage that is on this parcel. And then a few weeks later, the parcel was transferred to the appellant. Kind of fast forwarding back to last year, there was a property research that was done on this parcel to determine if it would be buildable under that lease exception. The resulting scores of the lease score were 179 on the site assessment and 219 for the total LISA. For it to meet that exception, it would have to be under, I believe, the 172 on the site assessment, which it did not meet. So if you look up there again, it was at 179. It was about 7 points short of falling under the LISA exception to be on 1 acre. With that, on February 8th of this year, Mr. Brashy did attend a conceptual review meeting where at first he proposed rezoning the parcel to an agricultural residential district. So it would be buildable with the 1 acre. At that time, based off on some past cases that the Board of Adjustment has seen, we did recommend that a variance might be the appropriate first step to achieve what he's looking at doing. With that, on February 29th, we did receive the application for the variance. The application was placed on this evening's agenda. It did undergo the usual interagency review. During that process, there were no comments noted by any of the team members. And the legal notices and everything that typical with these types of cases, the legal notices were published on March 22nd, and the surrounding property owners were notified on March 21st of last month. Looking at the standards of approval for a variance, first up here on the screen above, I won't go over them as I know that you're previewed to them. Just kind of looking at some of the few facts that we did point out there. Again, this property was purchased back in 1991. It was to be used as pasture for grazing and production of hay. That's according to the appellant. The sales amount for the parcel in 1991 was a tad over $16,000 total, which amounted to about $1,200 per acre. Again, that's according to the Story County assessor. We did do a survey real quick of what the farm value was according to Iowa State University Extension. This was back on September of last year, and the price per acre was a tad over $2,400 per acre. According to the appellant, the stream, however, does supply an inconsistent water supply, and the presence of the creek actually makes hay production pretty impractical. Any attempt on crop production would likely require tillage and creek crossing with culverts, which would lead to erosion of the stream bed, amongst many other things. And lastly, staff did note that both the soils and the topography would suggest difficulty to extract agricultural value from the land, and the minimum lot size requirement prevents any structure being placed on this property, virtually rendering the property useless. These are some pictures I actually took this afternoon. This one's looking from about the northeast corner of the property, kind of looking towards the south. Again, you can kind of see the creek valley down here. This one from about the same location looking south, just again kind of showing the elevation changes. You can see the would be the western property line back here where the field meets the cropland. This one looking almost due west. This one's looking back towards the north. Again, gives you kind of a good picture of that creek valley down there. This one from about the same location. And then this one's taken from about the southeast corner, almost looking due west. As I just kind of discussed here before, the elevations on the property range from approximately 1,077 feet above sea level to as low as 1,032 feet above sea level, and that's according to the LIDAR data that we have available in our GIS system. There is a portion of this property in floodplain, which is approximately 4.33 acres. And according to the Story County assessor, the CSR value of this property is a 41.4 average. And the land evaluation portion of the LISA score, which is kind of typical to the CSR rating, did score the parcel a 40 out of 100. This is the LIDAR data that we do have available. Again, you can just kind of see, you know, your normal agricultural field right here, the elevations that are shown on that, and then again, the uniqueness of this particular parcel as far as elevation is concerned. And this is the floodplain map. Again, the area in blue here is the floodplain, so you can kind of see how that affects the property and virtually splits it in half. The essential character of the locality is most definitely agricultural in nature. The addition of a single family dwelling to this area should not alter that agricultural character. Staff did note that other than keeping the land in a vacant conservation state, allowing the principal use of a single-family dwelling may be the least altering to the character of the locality. The use of the land as agricultural crop and our livestock production may potentially negatively impact the stream running through the property, which would be contrary to the public interest. Also, granting a variance in this case would not be contrary to the public interest due to the scale of the proposed development, which is relatively minor. According to the land use framework map of the development plan, this property is located in an agricultural conservation area, and it does contain some natural resource areas. Objectives of that ag conservation area do focus on the continued preservation of high-value agricultural land, kind of put an emphasis on that high value, and furthermore states that factors will be identified and used in determining the relative priority given to conservation of a particular piece of ground for continued ag use. Staff did note that while the A1 zoning district does require a minimum of 35 net acres to be considered buildable, That regulation, spirit and intent is to implement protection of high-value agricultural land. The LDR does use the land evaluation and site assessment to accept pieces of ground with low ag value. However, this particular piece did not qualify for that exception, mainly because of its locality within Story County, being in a sparsely developed area, and also being nearly 4 miles away from the nearest city. With that, it is the opinion of staff that proposed development will not harm the spirit and intent of either the county development plan or the land development regulations. With that, I hope I kind of summarized the staff report a little bit there, and your alternatives are on the screen here. And if there are any questions regarding the case, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
I really just have one question, which is kind of relates back to a previous case. The last time we were dealing with a situation like this, we actually went through all the eligible uses for A1 and essentially came to the conclusion that none of those uses were likely viable for that piece of property. I'm assuming, as I looked at the information, that that is essentially the scenario here this evening, that we've identified the agricultural as not being there. There were things like kennels and other stuff like that were in there, and as we went down through that the application of a use for a single family home would have appeared to be the highest level use that could have been used for that property. Is that essentially a similar situation
here? Yeah, I would say when you look at the seven principal uses, that out of all those, a single family dwelling is probably the most realistic use on this property if that use isn't going to be vacant.
The only question I have, anything? Victoria, do you have any questions? Okay, thank you. Then I might ask before we go to the applicant whether we had any interest from the public. Anybody public that had any comments?
We have that one comment. I didn't know. Yeah, I know we did have the letter. We did receive one from the public, and I'm not 100% sure on the name, and I'm not sure that 100% matters. But the complaint more or less was that there was a neighbor in that area who built a house with an agricultural exemption, and I believe that they did not feel it was fair that this process was being allowed to this particular appellant. And more or less with the agricultural exemption, state code exempts any agricultural use from zoning. So a house, the way we look at it is that a person who lives in that house would have to be heavily involved in agriculture. No minimum lot size requirement for that. I know we discussed this with Mr. Rashi, and his intention was to market this property as buildable so he could sell it. So limiting that to maybe a particular farmer wasn't going to be easy. Plus, we look at that on a case-by-case basis. So essentially, he'd have to sell the ground first, and that person would have to come to us and apply, and then we'd have to determine at that point. So, but we'll definitely include that letter in the minutes and have that within that minute packet.
We'll turn the podium over to the applicant in this evening. If there's anything that you would like to present, please go to the podium, and this is your opportunity.
I'm not sure the slopes, you wouldn't dare try to farm it in a conventional sense because it would wash away, and there's not a consistent water supply. Like I say, there's not. If you guys have questions, he was pretty thorough. I don't think there's anything I could add to his.
I really don't have anything. I just
okay.
The opportunity to present your.
I've seen the property, and I agree.
Yeah, it's pretty, but it's not.
Yeah.
We will now close this hearing, and we'll go to the determinations at this point in time. The first thing that I think that we need to act on is the findings of fact. Are there any questions or changes related to the findings of fact that need to be changed? If not, I'd ask for a motion to accept the findings of fact as submitted by the staff.
Motion. I move we accept the findings of fact as submitted by the staff.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion from McGill and a second from Fehlmeyer to accept the findings of fact as submitted the board from the staff to the Board of Adjustments on April 4th, 2012 on VAR, maybe my number's right here, 01-12. Moving on to that then, we've got the legal principles. We've dealt with those any number of times. Oh, that's right. We didn't go. Roll call vote, please.
Fehlmeyer?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye. Thank you, staff. I appreciate that. Move on to the legal principles, and we've been through these many other times, and the first one is the finding of unnecessary hardships that we go through, as well as dealing with the granting the variance will not be contrary to public interest and the spirit and intent of the Story County Development Plan and the Story County Land Development Regs are protected. And I believe we had comments from staff that were supportive of those in all cases. Does anybody on the board have concerns about the legal principles as presented to us? Okay. If not, I would ask for a motion to accept the legal principles for VAR 01-12 as submitted from the staff and presented in this report.
I move we accept the legal principles as presented by the staff for VAR 01-12. For the report.
Vicki?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you need a second?
We do.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion and we've got a second to accept the legal principles as presented on VAR 01-12 as presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll call, please.
McGill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Fehlmeyer?
That moves on basically then to our final. I can get to my to actually approve the variance now. You know, with the board and making sure that the notes are such that this is being done completely under the understanding that as an A1 property, that this property is being used for a single family dwelling is probably the highest level of use that could be applied to this property due to the unique characteristics of the property, where it is, the floodplain, and the land values that are there. So with that, I would ask for a motion to approve the variance.
I move we approve the variance in case number VAR-01-12 is proposed.
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion from McGill, a second from Fehlmeyer, to approve variance case VAR-01-12 as proposed. Roll call.
Miller.
Aye.
Fehlmeyer.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Your variance is granted as requested. We have any other business this evening? Okay. Then we'll move on to staff comments.
I just have an announcement for you all. As of early part of March, Kristen is half-time planning and development and half-time Story County Environmental Health, and we are now a staff of 3.5 versus 5. We will not be replacing the code enforcement officer that has been removed from the budget for the remainder of this fiscal year and next fiscal year. And in fact, if you come visit us, we are sharing office space with the health department as well. The health department has moved in, and so now Kristen has to split her time between the two departments, and she's doing it admirably. But I do want to share that there will be some choices we will have to bring forward on different types of services that may or may not be affected as we figure out how to deal with the reduction in staff.
Clarifying that for us, we appreciate it. Yeah. Do we know whether we have a meeting next month? At this point,
we do not have anything, but if something were to come in the mail tomorrow, right, I'll let you know as soon as I know, hopefully by noon.
Okay, hearing none then, I believe any other business from the board at all?
Just one question, Leanne. Do you know, is
you know, Steve Larson had resigned from the board. Is there any movement to put a fourth person or
excuse me, on the board? Have you heard anything?
My understanding was that they had had a couple applicants and were interviewing towards the beginning of the year, but we haven't been meeting, and so
okay.
I'll follow up on it. I'll send an email tomorrow or Friday to y'all with an update.
Not, we will
move, we adjourn.
We will stand adjourned.